This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 494 for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday, catching spillover from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. The November canola contract bumps up $1.10 at $671.70 per ton, and the January contract adds $2.40 at $677.50 per ton. In the meantime, Chicago soy oil is a pinch lower, while Malaysian palm oil and most European rapeseed contracts are on the rise. Global crude oil prices are modestly higher, providing some direction to the oilseeds. A trader says canola is very likely to remain following the Chicago soy complex until there are good yield estimates for canola on the prairies. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.37 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 72.5. The weather outlook for the United States Corn Belt is calling for mild showers in the eastern half, while the western half remains dry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale today for 264,000 tons of new crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA issues its export sales report for the week ending July 18th. Old crop soybeans come in at 88,600 tons, with new crop at about 830,000 tons. Soy meal has old crop sales of 258,000 tons and 521,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil tallies old crop sales of 6,900 tons plus net reductions of 3,100 tons of new crop. The USDA says old crop corn export sales exceed 331,000 tons, along with more than 745,000 tons of new crop. Wheat sales surpass 309,000 tons. After day two of the Wheat Council Quality Tour, spring wheat yields are projected to be 53.7 bushels per acre. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The November contract advances 15.5 cents at 10.79.5 per bushel. August soy meal rises $9 at $352.40 per short ton. August soy oil slips 0.2 cents at 45.81 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, September corn tacks on 2 cents at 4.06 per bushel. September oats give up 4 cents at 3.29. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September loses 9 cents at 5.38. Kansas City September is down 6 cents at 5.61.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September foregoes 7.5 cents at 6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.